Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Ella said we have thematic music, and I don't know what this is. What am I listening to here, Ella, for crying out loud?
It's a song called Girls by Marina and the Diamonds.
138, and we are talking about girls and men and boys and women. In our studio right now is Heidi Stevens, Chicago Tribune columnist, whose piece the other day did catch Ella's eye, and maybe your column the other day gets a different reaction from men than from women. Welcome to the studio. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Am I right about that? Did the piece that you write maybe strike men differently than women?
Yeah, sure. I mean, certainly it's a topic that men and women experience differently in life, right? One menstruates and one doesn't.
Don't.
Can
please
I say
don't
that
say
in
that word.
Midday radio?
I'm so uncomfortable with this topic. Ella goes, let's do this. And I thought, okay, but I really don't want to. You wrote, ever since Thinx, T-H-I-N-X, the company that makes absorbent underwear to be worn instead of pads or tampons during your period, started advertising on the L, there's been a nervous whisper fluttering through Chicago. I just couldn't believe my eyes. A brown line writing reader named Janet emailed me, and believe me, I'm no prude. So the ads show, what is this?
Well, the one that I think is getting the most attention is a peeled orange.
Yeah.
And the way it's photographed and shaped, it sort of looks like anatomy.
Yeah.
So it's catching people's eyes, which, you know, ads are supposed to do. That's why ad people make big bucks, right?
And then above it, it says, yes, it really works! Exclamation point. We even have a 60-day trial, quote-unquote, period. That's 100% satisfaction guaranteed, y'all. $5 off with the code SHYTOWN. And so it's an absorbent underwear that people wear?
Right. Yeah, you wear them instead of feminine products.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
What do you think of that?
Genius.
Is that a good product to have?
Well, I think it is. And I'll tell you what. I talked to a friend of mine who has a teen daughter who said these have changed her life. You know, she's no longer worried about. That's a big part of childhood for teen girls is worrying that you're going to have some embarrassing moment, you know, in middle school, in gym class, wherever. And these are sort of taking away that fear for a lot of girls. So that's a fantastic thing. They're not just for girls, they're for women too. But yeah, sure. I mean, I think the product is a great idea. And I think the idea of trying to remove the stigma is also valiant. I mean, why not get people a little more comfortable talking about a topic that really is just biology? It doesn't have to be embarrassing and shameful.
Yeah, but I also don't have to be comfortable with the topic.
You certainly don't. And I say that in the column that, you know, we all get to set our own barometer for comfort. Absolutely we do. You and I were sort of talking off air, you know, there are other ads for shingles, for erectile dysfunction drugs, for toenail fungus.
For ones that make it hard to go to the bathroom.
Right. Yeah.
Opioid-induced
constipation.
Oh, I'm sorry. We know that phrase.
So weird. And it just flies off the tongue. We aren't necessarily, made comfortable by ads, right? We're provoked. Our attention is grabbed. And then hopefully our wallet's open, right?
So I don't have to be comfortable with this, though. Like, I didn't raise sons, so I have no sensitivity to this issue. And I've never been a woman.
Okay.
So that whole product category is a reach for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be comfortable with it. But I wonder, though, if the shingles ad where the guy pulls up his shirt and you see just really a horrible looking red blotch and you think, oh, that's painful and that's really difficult for that guy. I don't suffer that. I'm glad.
Right.
But now I have to sort of deal with that. And I wonder if...
Deal with that image in your head?
If the one you wrote about in the L tracks, on the L, or these ads on TV should respect my space a little bit. I know I can hit a clicker. I guess I know I don't have to look at the sign. But is there any obligation for them to me, the person who is not interested in that product, has no desire? I'm never going to buy either of those things.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting philosophical question. I guess I would argue that the peeled orange or, the woman, you know, from the waist down in her underwear aren't nausea-inducing images the way a stomach covered in shingles is.
Or the toenail fungus one.
I mean, you know, one's a piece of fruit, the other is a woman's body, which arguably we use to sell just about everything under the sun, right? From like tanning beds to multivitamins to you name it. We're pretty comfortable with women's bodies splashed around, you know, billboards, bus ads, magazine covers. It's just when the word period is near them, then we get a little squeamish.
Well,
so,
we do.
Yeah. but it's a reality. You know, my argument in the column, and I think this is kind of what Thinks is trying to do, is that those products shouldn't be really any more shameful than Band-Aids or paper towels or toilet paper, and yet they are.
Yeah, you know, and I'll just speak for some people. And maybe I am one of them, maybe I'm not. But I think there's some people that say, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be on the vanguard of the change. I don't want to be part of that generation that says, I remember when we weren't comfortable with it, but then we got comfortable with it. That's hard for some people to do.
Oh, sure.
And if they were born in an era where that was never the case, life would be easier for them.
Yep.
If they were born in an era where we never attacked the stigma, then life would be easier for them.
Right.
Unfortunately for them, they're living right now and they're sitting on an L car.
Yeah, true. I will say, based on the reader feedback, this doesn't break down along gender lines quite as closely as you would think. A lot of people I heard from, both men and women, made it seem a little bit more like it's sort of what your job entails. And I had a woman say, my pharmacist husband always bought the tampons in our household. I mean, in other words, if you have a medical background, if you grew up with a lot of sisters, there's a lot of ways in which you can be, you know, a young man, an older man, and still be okay with the idea of periods. Now, that's not to say that all men are, even all men should be, but I think that this isn't an automatic, like, women get it and men hate it. It's not quite
maybe
that
so
simple.
Well, I wonder if the fact that we're more comfortable with condom ads, and mm-hmm. certainly Viagra, I wonder if that informs this conversation
mm-hmm.
somehow.
It should. I mean, you know, feminine care products aren't even optional. I mean, you could argue that condoms and Viagra are wonderful inventions, but they're not mandatory the way. I mean, women don't choose to get their periods. They
no, but
get
it's
them.
But it was a difficult subject for people to at least address.
Yes,
I guess
for
right.
Sure.
So at least you could avoid it. Where in the case of what you're writing about, you kind of can't. It's going to be an issue in your life. But the idea of buying a condom, a young man doing that, my experience has been, and I think a lot of guys can relate, that was you looked left, you looked right. You hoped that there was nobody in the drugstore
hope
that
your
you
gym
knew
teacher's not there.
That your mom's, you know, that Mrs. Clody wasn't there going, John.
Right. What
you usually buying? had a mask purchase with it.
You'd
get some Kit Kat bars and kind of line them up around the things.
Yeah.
To make the whole purchase seem like, oh, and then I also happen to have these, but I really needed 40 Kit Kat bars. It was just a convenience
and
buy.
If you could put that in 16 bags for me.
But think about the Viagra thing, too. When Bob Dole first did those commercials, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You feel like that's going to follow the person around, and that's sort of what they'll be known for then, right?
And I think that we don't think of Bob Dole in those terms anymore.
Yeah.
Or anybody else that's doing those ads. I mean,
I guess I would argue that it would be great to have some of the stigma removed from all of those products. I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of people would benefit from boys feeling a little more comfortable going into a store and buying condoms, not less comfortable. I mean, we'd like fewer STDs and fewer teen pregnancies, right?
Oh, for sure. How many of us have also, when we packed a care package for our sons, dropped some of those in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, put that in with the chocolate chip cookies and the clean socks?
Yeah. There aren't that many areas where shame and stigma really help, if you ask
you
me.
Think about it, yeah. I guess so. So really, it could be this. It could be anything. It could be religion. It could be men's products or products that women use. It could be a lot of things that mm-hmm. if we just started to pop the bubbles, we'd all be better off.
Yeah.
But can I say this?
Yeah.
The queasiness that people have, I think that was the word you used.
Mm-hmm.
It's come by honestly.
Sure.
I hope that we're not criticizing people who are uncomfortable with that.
I'm certainly not. Yeah. No, I don't think that does anybody any good. No, we're socialized the way we're socialized. And even apart from socialization, we all have our own tastes and barometers for comfort. And, you know, I'm certainly not going to judge anyone for what makes them squeamish or what they're comfortable with and what they're not. What I like about what Thinks is doing is that they're not assuming, oh, God, everyone would be squeamish about this. Let's not do it. They're sort of saying, hey, here's this thing. If it makes you squeamish, maybe have a couple of tough conversations with yourself about why. But, you know, nobody's probably out to change everybody's mind. Or if they are, they're going to fail miserably.
Yeah.
Go down in flames.
real quick here. Hey, Rich, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi. Oh, the way you were saying some people are embarrassed about buying some of these products is years ago. Okay, decades ago. When I was younger, I worked at a drugstore, and my manager, if she caught people stealing those kind of products, she would make sure they would never come in the store again. Because, for example, once you caught somebody stealing RIT for lice, you know, the little bugs that get in your hair, and at the top of her lungs, she would scream, and if I ever catch you stealing RIT for lice, or if I ever catch you stealing this for yeast infection again, you will be banned from the store. And just by doing that, people are like, oh, yeah. That shoplifter's never coming back.
And I'm not going to, I'll go there. I'm never going to steal condoms from that guy or gal.
but yeah, I mean, you know, so you think people are embarrassed to buy them. This is why those are items you might not ever want to shoplift, because you really want to get caught and have that pointed out that not only are you getting this stuff, but now everybody in the store knows about it.
Well, that's interesting. And I always made sure when I was buying birth control that that the price was clearly labeled, because you didn't want a
price check. Aisle four.
And I used to like it because, you know, being a guy, it was, you know, I'm in a drugstore. People ask for this all the time. But, you know, obviously people, they come up and whisper, like, do you have this? You know, yeah. Do you have this? It's like you're doing a drug deal almost.
Totally.
Like, I almost would feel like saying, you know, offense, man, but, you know, we are a drugstore. You are not the first person to ask for this product.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to whisper it to me. You know, I'll tell you where it's at. I'm not going to yell out where it's at the top of my lungs to embarrass you.
No. You more people like Rich.
Yeah, seriously, don't feel embarrassed about asking for them, because, believe it or not, chances are, unless it's the place's grand opening, you are not the first person asking for these things.
It's a good call. Thanks, Rich, for joining us.
Okay. Yep.
Well, you sort of made the alluded in your column to that sort of drug sale whisper that we reduce people to when
in
these topics come up.
Yeah. Well, and we were sort of joking about it on Facebook yesterday after the column went up. You know, it launched a pretty big conversation. And one of the things I said is I sort of dream of a day when I go to Walgreens and buy some of these products and they don't double bag them. You know, as though, you know, I shouldn't be seen walking down the street carrying them, or I'll be ticketed for public indecency. But yeah, there's a lot of, you know, there's an assumption that you certainly don't want to be caught talking about feminine care products or having them on your person, God forbid.
Underwear ads on the L try to destigmatize periods, says our guest Heidi Stevens. Okay, we'll read you in the Sunday Tribune. You're online with a piece today too, right?
Online, yeah. I have a column online Monday through Friday every day, and then in the paper Sunday.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's 1:50. This is WGN.